Reykjavik.
Carolyn, hello.
Reykjavik, Reykjavik, Reykjavik.
Carolyn, you sound like you're coughing up a hairball.
In the wide world are we going to Reykjavik?
Because, and I know on a busy flight you may have missed this, your son hosed a passenger down with a fire extinguisher and gave him a heart attack. So I thought it might be a touching gesture if we tried to get into a hospital.
And what's wrong with the hospitals in Boston?
Nothing's wrong with them. They're terribly good, but they're 1,500 miles away.
But do you have any idea what it'll cost to land in Iceland and find everyone accommodation and reroute tomorrow and miss Istanbul?
A man may be dying back there.
A horrible man.
Carolyn, just because a passenger is rude to you doesn't mean they deserve to die.
Okay. Martin, listen. We are almost halfway. Boston can't be more than, what, just 40 minutes further? And putting aside the thousands and thousands of pounds it will cost, look at it from his point of view. He lives in Boston. If we carry on, he goes to hospital in his hometown. His family and his friends are right there.
Friends?
He's rich, he'll have friends. If he goes to some hospital in Iceland, he'll be alone in a foreign land. His family will have to fly over to be with him. Maybe they'll be too late. All for the sake of 40 minutes.
Shanwick, this is Golf Tango India. We wish to cancel our emergency. We'd like to continue to Boston.
Better now, is he? That's nice. Roger, Golf Tango India. Route direct to 51 North, 30 West, and resume your previously cleared track.
Good command decision, Captain. See you later.
Sorry to disturb you again, ladies and gentlemen. Just to let you know that we will, after all, be continuing our journey to Boston. And I repeat, if there's a doctor on board and they retain even a hazy memory of their Hippocratic Oath, it would be really super to see them in the galley. Thank you.
What are you doing, Martin?
I'm trying to flush out Dr. Price.
No, why are you turning back to Boston?
Well, I was just thinking it over, and I realised it's actually almost
Carolyn
as quick
got to you, didn't she?
What? No, she didn't get to me. She just happened to make a couple of valid
Martin,
points.
Martin, turn the plane round.
No, I've made a command decision.
It's the wrong decision. Boston's an extra 40 minutes away.
Yes, well, 40 minutes, that's not all
if
that.
If he dies 30 minutes out of Boston, just as he would be getting into the ambulance in Reykjavik, what are you going to tell his family?
Hello, Shanwick. It's Golf Tango India here again.
Oh, if it isn't the bouncing bomb. Where can we tempt you with this time? Tenerife's very nice this time of year.
Reykjavik will be fine, thank you.
Are you sure now? I mean, don't rush into anything, because I have literally nothing better to do with my time than ping you around the Atlantic Ocean all the livelong day.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Captain Creef once again, just to let you know that I misspoke a little just now. We will, in fact, be diverting to Reykjavik Airport as planned. Oh, I know, trying to save someone's life is such a chore, isn't it? Speaking of which, if there is, in fact, and despite the deafening silence so far, a doctor on board, and if that doctor has quite finished his chicken casserole, blueberry cheesecake, and, ooh, coffee with milk, no sugar, then maybe such a hypothetical doctor might like to stop flicking through the duty-free catalogue and thoughtfully pulling on his sandy moustache and walk the hypothetical seven rows to join me with the patient here in the galley. But if there isn't a doctor on board, then never mind.
Hello?
Oh, hello. Mr. Price.
Is it? Dr. Price.
Oh, a doctor. Good Lord, what a stroke of luck. The very thing we're looking for. Well, this is the patient.
Okay, let's have a look, okay? Uh-huh.
What do you think?
I think probably a bridge.
A bridge?
Yeah, a tunnel's obviously out of the question, but if you really need to get past him, you could use a couple of drinks trolleys and a stretcher to rig up a rudimentary cantilever bridge. That at least is my professional opinion as a PhD in civil engineering. Or has one of us made some sort of really embarrassing mistake?
I'm so sorry, I didn't.
Yeah, oh, and by the way, I don't know anything about medicine, but this guy doesn't need a doctor.
What?
Not anymore.
Turn the plane around.
You're not listening to me.
No, and far more importantly, you're not turning the plane around. Do it, now.
I can't turn the plane around.
Martin, if there is one thing you've proved on this trip over and over again, it's that you can turn the plane around. Or were we just caught in a slow-motion hurricane?
But Mr. Lehman...
is dead, God rest his grumpy soul. So he doesn't need an ambulance, he doesn't need a hospital. All he needs is to be taken home to Boston.
Douglas.
You could tell her we no longer have enough fuel left to get to Boston safely.
Yes, thank you, Carolyn.
But we do.
Thank you so much.
Sorry, but she's right. We should go to Boston.
Aha!
Fine, fine, we'll go to Boston, but only if...
Yes?
Douglas talks to Shanwick.
Douglas?
My pleasure. Hello, Shanwick. Greetings once again from the merry men of Yo-Yo Airways.
Well, goodbye then. I feel someone should say a few words. Hamilton R. Lehman. Born 1943 in America, probably. Died 2008 in the sky. Definitely. Non-vegetarian option. I didn't know you for very long, Mr. Lehman, but I'll always remember you as a shouty man. You love to shout. Shout and smoke, those were your twin passions. And so, in a way, I suppose you died doing what you loved. Shouting and smoking and covered in foam. I don't know if you like that. You probably didn't. Still, goodbye. Rest in peace. Thank you for flying MJN Air.
Do you think we'll make it in time?
Remember how I didn't know 3 minutes ago? No new information has come in since then.
Right.
You all right?
Yeah, it's just, you know, hasn't been a great trip, has it? I think possibly I made a few... Well, I didn't exactly. I've got this interview when we get back, if we get back in time, which I doubt, and I just wondered if, as a captain, there's things... I mean, I only ask because, of course, you were a captain for a while, and I just wondered if... I mean, this is a bit difficult, but could you give me some advice?
Well, the main thing is you've got to stop asking for advice.
Great, thanks.
That's okay. You can start as soon as I've given you mine. You're the captain, Martin. And one of the many excellent things about being captain, along with the irresistible sexual magnetism and first crack at the cheese tray, is that you're always right. So by all means, take opinions, but remember, you don't have to listen to Carolyn, you don't have to listen to ATC, you don't even, and savor this because I shall never say it again, you don't even have to listen to me. You're the boss. What you say goes.
Yes. Yes, you're right. Okay. Thank you. But, Douglas?
What?
Simon says, could you give me some advice?
Well done.
My turn, my turn.
All right. Tell me when you're ready. Simon says, tell me when you're ready.
I'm ready.
Come again?
I'm ready.
Oh! Goodbye, thank you for flying MJN Air. Goodbye, thank you for flying MJN Air. Goodbye, thank you for flying MJN Air. Goodbye, oh, that's it. All done, man.
And we're all finished at the pointy end with a cheeky little 12 minutes in hand before we go out of hours.
Great. Well, the paramedics are back there in the galley with Mr. L, so as soon as they're ready... Oh, speak of the devils. Well, the angels.
Are you Carolyn Napsh happy?
Yes.
Did you call up an ambulance crew, ma'am?
Yes, I did.
And why did you do that?
Why? Well, because... look at him.
We are looking at him, and we'd like to know what you expect us to do with him.
I have to tell you, I really don't mind. Once he's off my plane, as far as I'm concerned, you can let your imagination run wild.
Ma'am! He's dead. He's been dead some time. We are an emergency service. This guy, not so much an emergency.
Well, what am I supposed to do? Carry him to the hospital over my shoulder?
Ma'am, you need to contact the coroner's office. They'll send out a vehicle.
When?
I don't know. When they can. You just give them a call tomorrow morning. See when they can do.
Tomorrow morning?
Yeah. They'll be all closed up now.
So what are we supposed to do? Just leave him here until they're ready for him?
Absolutely not.
Good.
You're going to need to remain in attendance.
What? We can't. We can't.
Just one moment, if you please.
Martin, don't.
Sir?
Madam, I don't think you appreciate that I am the captain of this aircraft, not her.
Yeah?
And I just saw him move.
No, you didn't.
I absolutely did.
This man's been dead for some time, sir.
I don't think so. I am telling you, I just saw him move.
What movement did he make?
He did a little wave.
I don't think so.
Well, I do think so, and I am an airline captain, the commander of this vessel, and I am willing to swear anywhere that he absolutely did. He gave me a little wave, and then he pointed at you, and then he tapped his watch as if to say, why aren't I in the hospital already? And then he relapsed into his unconscious state. So it seems to me you can either refuse to take him, and I can while away the hours I spend waiting with him filing a complaint against you for negligence, which will tie us all up in endless red tape, until I eventually agree that maybe what I saw was just rigor mortis. Or you can take him with you now in your big empty ambulance to the hospital to which you are going anyway, and we can all hope and pray he doesn't die on the way.
Okay, Lucas, patient seen exhibiting vital signs. Get him on the gurney.
Thank you so much.
Where is he?
Well, if last night's anything to go by, he's telling the whole story to every third person he meets. It slows him down a tad.
While we're waiting, can I just have a quick look in duty-free?
No, Arthur, you do not need any more Toblerones.
Mum, they've got the white ones.
Aha, there you all are. Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. Good morning, Martin. Still feeling pretty chipper, I see.
And why ever not 12 hours restful rest, a beautiful blue sky to fly in, and a certain sense of a job rather well done.
Yes, Martin, we're all delighted by your newfound butchness. Now, can we please just get through customs and go home?
Is this your bag, sir?
Yes, yes. I'm sorry, Callan. Do I detect a note of tetchiness? Surely you haven't already forgotten how I single-handedly saved you from losing out on a trip worth tens of thousands of pounds.
I'm just going to take a look through it.
Yeah, fine.
Not yet, you haven't. We've still got to get back on time.
You needn't worry about that, Carolyn. Clear skies, no wind, no pesky passengers to peg out midway. Istanbul awaits us. As indeed do the good people of EasyJet. Await me, anyway.
What's this?
What?
What's this?
Well, since you ask, it's a nose hair clipper, okay?
It can't go in your hand luggage. You need to put it in the hold.
They're nasal clippers. What am I supposed to do with nasal clippers?
I'm sorry, sir. That's federal law.
You do realize we have an axe on the flight deck, don't you?
What?
Of course, Captain, there is a time and a place for the strong-arm tactic.
We have a fire axe, so you're stopping me from equipping myself with the deadly power of the nose hair strimmer on board a plane where I can, should the mood take me, brandish an axe.
I am not sure what you're telling me, sir.
He's not telling you anything. He doesn't want his silly old clippers anyway, repulsive object. Come on, Martin, before you say anything.
And besides that, I'm the one flying the bloody thing. If I want to crash the plane, I don't even need an axe. I just need to push on the big metal column in front of me.
And there it is.
Sir, I am arresting you under Section 6 of the Anti-Terrorism Act of 2002.
What?
You were heard in the presence of witnesses to make a threat against the safety of the aircraft. Please come with me. Sir!
You idiot, Martin. You colossal idiot.
But I've got to fly the plane in 40 minutes.
Oh, no, sir. I don't think so. Come with me, please.
Come back.
So, Arthur, shall we take a look at those Toblerones?
That was Cabin Pressure by John Finnemore. It starred Stephanie Cole as Carolyn, Roger Allam as Douglas, Benedict Cumberbatch as Martin, John Finnemore as Arthur. It also featured Ewan McIntosh as Carl, Kerry Shale as Hamilton R. Lehman, and Matilda Ziegler as the paramedic. The producer was David Tyler, and the programme was a positive production for the BBC.